This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, my name is Maura Fiedler, and on behalf of the COPS office, I'd like to introduce to you Dr. John Violante, professor at the University of Buffalo in the Department of Social and Preventative Medicine. Dr. Violante is here today to talk to us about the alarming issue of police officer suicide. Dr. Violante, can you tell us what got you interested in studying the topic of officer suicide?
Well, in the first place, I was a New York State trooper for a period of 23 years. And during that career, I've seen many of my comrades develop problems with depression and chronic stress, use of alcohol. During that time, I decided to continue my education, and one of my first priorities was to look into this problem. We were quite surprised to see in our first mortality studies that the police suicide rate was much higher than the general United States population, and that really piqued my interest. So we started from there and been doing research since that point.
Tell us about your research on officer suicide. What are some of the more important findings?
Well, I think one of the important things is that the rate is increasing, and I think it's important that we start preventive measures to let departments realize that this is a problem. They don't happen often, but when they do have, they really have a bad, terrible effect on the police department. One of the more recent findings was that there was a higher rate of suicide in smaller police departments. And as you know, in the United States, the majority of departments are under 50 officers. So we're finding an increased rate of suicide in the smaller departments as opposed to larger departments. They have not been studied much because most of the large studies focus on large departments. So we're a little bit alarmed about that, and we think more work is needed in looking at that.
I understand there is a controversy regarding the exact number of police suicides. What can be done to obtain a more accurate count in the United States?
Well, there is a controversy, and depending on what research you read, there could be anywhere from 400 suicides a year to 500 a year to 100 a year. It's all over the board, and I think what we need is something similar to the FBI law enforcement killed and assaulted data that they put out every year. If we could get a large governmental agency like the FBI to track police suicides over the year, I think we'd get a much better estimate, and that would give us a better opportunity to deal with this problem.
Why do you think it is difficult for agencies to address the prevention of or to even discuss the issue of officer suicides?
Well, I think one word that comes to mind is stigma. Nobody wants to talk about police suicide. Nobody wants to hear about it. There's generally an opinion that, it's a unusual occurrence and it has nothing to do with police work. In my opinion, it does have a lot to do with police work. And I think the police culture is one where one cannot admit to weaknesses. I mean, we're all trained as police officers to be strong, to not be affected by anything. And unfortunately, we're all human beings as well. And that being the case, where we are affected psychologically by the things we see in our job.
What is the best approach in handling an officer's suicide, should it occur for an agency?
Well, I think postvention is most important. Getting the gang together after the suicide, getting the people together, and discussing what happened and why it happened. Generally, after a suicide in a department, you're going to see a sinking of morale. You're going to see people blaming each other. You're going to see guilt. You're going to see shame. And these things need to be resolved if you want to get back to your working environment. So I believe in debriefings and postvention in police suicides. I also believe in care for survivors, because the suicide survivor has a different kind of grief, and they generally are really feeling some of those same things, the guilt and so forth. Sometimes they feel abandoned by the police departments from the interviews I've had with survivors.
What can an agency proactively do to break down the barriers and stigmas of discussing officer depression and suicide prevention?
Well, when you first come into police work, in the police academy, I think that's the best place to address this issue. You have an idealistic bunch of young people coming into this job for the first time. Let them know ahead of time, inoculate them, if you will, about what they're going to experience as police officers, and what they're going to feel, and the fact that they are human and they are going to feel emotions and they are going to feel bad about things they've seen. Let them know ahead of time. So when it happens to them, they'll understand why it's happening. One of the suggestions we've seen recently is something called a mental health check. Every year, have police officers go in to see a counselor or a police peer support person and talk about issues that they have. They don't have to have issues. It's just like going to a dentist or a doctor. Just go and talk to somebody. If you have no issues, that's fine. If you do, you can discuss them at that point. This stops small problems from becoming big problems.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bialani, for providing us with your expertise and your time.
You're welcome.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice COPS Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.